Norsterkenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
Make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 143 of Three in the Box, your underground wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, November 6th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about losers, Ninos, and Dumbas. In the studio with me, as always, Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And on the side of me, Mr. Jive.
Good evening.
So how was your guys' Halloween? Halloweener.
Halloween. Well, I mean, I was with you. Halloweener.
Halloween.
I was with you watching the hockey game.
Yeah. And getting no trick-or-treaters. Turn off all the lights.
Yeah, that made it a little rough walking down your steps.
Yeah, screw those kids and Kenny.
It actually wasn't a bad night out trick-or-treating. I was really actually a little bit worried because the previous day, it was cold and windy. Yeah.
It was still cold, though, actually.
It was still chilly, but the wind wasn't there. So as long as you had on a jacket and
a flask in your pocket.
Yeah, you were all right. So.
Did you have a flask in your pocket and you didn't share?
No.
Okay.
No, I just went to your liquor cabinet when I wanted something.
Nice. Yeah, you guys were indoors anyways, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Tried to be, at least.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I got an interesting story for you guys from today. Yeah. I didn't even share when we were doing our pregame stuff. I kept it quiet.
You kept this to yourself?
I did. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because you don't keep much else to yourself.
10:50. So, I think I told you guys that
earlier. Wait a minute. Let me preface this, because he doesn't like to keep much to himself. We were trying to watch the game earlier here, and we actually had to play a little bit of catch-up on the game. Lil Hines. And, yeah, so, we're watching, and then,
Tell me more about the Hines.
Yeah. The Hines. We're watching, and Granny's gonna get a penalty shot. And who wants to play spoiler? Kenny.
It was accidental.
Accidental.
I looked at Twitter unintentionally. So all right. So I did keep this to myself.
Okay. So, what did you keep to yourself?
I think earlier this year, I think I told you guys that Lou Nanny's grandson. I was doing audio for his wedding, Louie Nanny, who is heading to RPI this year.
RPI?
Something provincial.
Rotations per minute.
Rotations per...
I don't know.
Whatever. So anyways, I was working out at church this past weekend, and I got asked if I could work a memorial service today. So earlier today... I'm going in and I'm kind of getting details on this, and the name Nanny gets brought up, and I think so we brought in this
aged beef.
It was a video eulogy type thing, like a remembrance from, I don't remember if it was Lou Nanny's brother or cousin who lived down in Eden Prairie, but moved back up to Canada.
I think it was Drew Nanny.
No, not quite.
Putin Nanny.
So, I'm sorry. Anyways,
how do you spell that? Putin Nanny.
Putin Nanny. So this whole thing's going on. Here, the guy who died, and you can look him up. His last name was Belvedere, Dr. Belvedere. He was a dentist.
Not to be confused with Mister.
Not with Mister Belvedere. He happened to be the Minnesota North Stars team dentist.
Oh.
So there was a.
Well, you're actually digging back to like old school Three in the Box,
Yeah.
Because you had RPMs, Dentine, or
we're going
Crest,
way back.
Crest or whatever.
There's Dr. Kenny Proctologist.
But it goes back to when the Gophers were playing RPI and a whole bunch of other.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally derailed you. Sorry, I totally forgot.
But yeah,
forgive me.
So anyways, this dude was the North Stars team dentist who would actually, as guys would get like knocked out, like get their teeth knocked out during a game, he would go through and patch them up in the back in the locker room so they could go in for their press conference and not have like the Burnsy look going on. But on top of that, I guess he was also quite the forerunner on mouth guard technology, and a lot of his stuff is still being used with like the current mouth guards and stuff like that as well. So anyways, it's just interesting hockey related
tooth science.
I do still remember back when I played in South Minneapolis there, played a little hockey, and one of the kids, he was a grade ahead of me, but his dad was the dentist. He was a dentist out in Edina, right there, 50th in France, Dr. Kavanaugh. And I remember we all got, you know, I think there was some sort of, you know, special for the parents or whatever, sure, you know, got special for fitted mouth guards. And that was like a big deal, at least back then, you know, because I remember, you know, many a times as a kid, you take the mouth guard, you dip it into a thing of boiling water that gets it all nice and softened up.
Put it in your mouth.
And then you put it in your mouth, it forms up to it. But this, you know, they take a little like sampling of your teeth basically, and they make a,
it's like a mold.
Yeah, a clay mold or whatever of it, and make you a personal mouth guard. That was like big deal back then, you know.
For a poor Minneapolis kid.
That was the '80s back then. That's right.
So different, you know, bunch of different old hockey players and stuff were in attendance and stuff like that.
Cool.
Lou Nanny, second time I've seen him in like 6 months.
So where's the hookups now, man?
Yeah, get us.
Yeah, at least a steak dinner.
Get us some aged
beef.
Get us
some aged beef at least, man.
How many previous episodes can we mention before we even hit our actual talk?
Are we going to have to put it in the advertisement down here, you know? Like, Lou Nanny's aged beef. put your aged beef in our mouths.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
See?
Ooh, see, now that'd be a sponsorship. Then we could go get some steak dinners.
Kind of like, kind of like, you remember who Dark Star is?
Oh, yeah.
You remember he'd always do like the ads for like J.D. Hoyts?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know he had to have a hookup at J.D.
Hoyts. Oh, yeah, he was there eating every night, man.
See? Yep. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Screw Mike Max. Mike Max can go wherever. Yeah.
White Castle, here we come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us a box of sliders, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
Oh, God. Before the show?
Does it matter?
Yes. Yes, it does.
If you see us all passed out in here, it's because somebody had White Castles.
The stench.
I'm going to say I'm a number one fan.
doesn't that usually makes me closer to like a number six or seven fan.
You guys are talking too much shit.
We're just talking some Bristol.
So let's talk some Wild.
All
right.
So, yeah, this week the Wild finished up their 6-game homestand with a loss to the Jets, a win to the over the Canadiens, and then a loss to the Blackhawks. I don't know. In the games where the Wild didn't win, they obviously kind of had problems generating goals. Between the two losses that they had there during the homestand, they managed to muster up one goal. They got one goal against the Jets, and they were shut out against the Blackhawks. And then the game against the Canadiens, though, I mean, the Wild kind of went on a rampage, and they ran up the score. I mean, it was a commanding win, in my opinion, I guess. And the Wild, you know, they managed to tally 6 goals during that game. So
Montreal has not been good this year.
Yeah.
Price is not the price
of
old.
Who knows what's up with Price? Yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, only heard it like 20 times during the game from Greenlay.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't look the same. Oh, you see that? He doesn't look the same. Oh, he does. Oh, okay, we get it, Greenlay.
We get it. Yes, we see he does not.
Although, look at least the same. His comments are short and to the point. Not like Walls.
Walls would be like.
Short? Was that a joke? Or
Walls would be like.
I could have scored on that. That was so easy.
Right. You
know. And then he would get cut off. And then, well, going back to my point, I still could have scored on that.
But then I would have left the team in the middle of the season because, you know, because Crexon is, he's got that school.
Hey, look at that. The Wild just scored. Oh, going back to my point.
Talking about Crexon or whatever my son with a K's name is. Claxon, Cryon.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Cryogenic.
Cryogenic.
Yeah. But after the homestead stand, though, the Wild headed out east. They started their East Coast road trip here.
Four or five games, something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, four-game road trip, I believe, we've got here. So they started out tonight against the Bruins. Didn't work out very well for them. They did manage to fight back from a 4-1 deficit, but still, you know, empty goal at the end, and you know, with I think there was still like 56 seconds or something like that remaining. But then they still end up coming out in the losing end, about 5-3. So, my question to you guys, I guess, here would be, you know, so finishing out the 6-game homestand, you know, we finished it up with a 3-3 split, you know. And we see all these commercials, you know, talking about this is our ice. Are you guys seeing that home ice advantage for the Wild this year?
Are they pulling the water out of Lake Michigan right now?
It might be. Or Flint.
Well, they had that.
They dropping like flies?
Well, they had right. That thing where fans could bring their own water to the rink, you know?
Right.
Maybe we had a bunch of infiltrators bringing poisoned water to the rink.
It's a conspiracy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's totally plausible.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'm saying Lake Michigan.
Okay, we need that sample.
What? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
dun, dun.
The, whatever, squirrel or whatever the heck it is. Groundhog. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. If you saw it, you would know what I'm talking
about. I know exactly
about.
What you're talking okay. about, yep. I think.
So I mean, that,
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think.
So is a home ice advantage, is that kind of overrated then? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Well, it's looking like it right now. I mean,
it's looking like we have no advantage anywhere right now.
Or maybe this team isn't that good.
No, I mean, is it hard even for the fans to get into it? I mean, especially when you're talking the couple games that the Wild did lose here at home this last week. I mean, they were very low scoring games. You know, the game against the Blackhawks on Saturday, that was, I mean, really it was 0-0 going into late in the third period.
Like midway through the third.
It was more, I think it was even more than midway through the third. I think, cause that's when Cunnan got the, double minor, right?
I thought it was about like 10 minutes in, but I maybe it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, well into the third period before we even saw a goal scored. I'm glad we didn't have any on us before that point, but.
I've noticed this before, and maybe you guys have too, especially with that Blackhawks game. You get a game like that that's very tight with the Wild, and all of a sudden they start showing pressure. And it's looking like a very solid game. But what ends up happening is you get everybody trying to push so hard that they leave a lot of gaps on the defensive end. And well, I mean, it was just time before you saw it was going to be one mistake. With all this good, it was going to be one mistake, and all of a sudden they were going to give up a goal. And unfortunately, it happened to be on a power play.
When you're down a man for 4 minutes, I mean, it's kind of tough. I mean, and I believe that goal actually did come towards like the end of the second.
No, it was after the.
It was well into the first.
But I think it was like a minute and 50 or a minute 57, something left. It was.
I think the bigger thing though is that at least in that Blackhawks game, Dubnyk was playing solid. I mean, he only gave up one goal.
Yeah.
And the Wild were swarming Crawford the whole time.
Crawford was on fire. Some puck luck.
How many times though over the years have we seen that where
the
Wild ran into a hot goalie?
Hot goalie, brick wall.
Yeah. It's the thing is we're playing down or up to the competition. I don't know which way it is.
Yeah,
it's probably both directions. But the Wild need to do something different.
Yeah.
If you're going to give up a ton of goals, do it in a game and do it once.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's where you want your if you're going to have a big goal differential, mm-hmm. do it in one loss.
All in one shot.
Not, don't do this. You lose by a goal,
Take a page out of the Pittsburgh Penguins book, right?
Yeah.
You just get absolutely stomped yeah. and still win a
cup. Like 15 to nothing and then, yeah.
But that's that, yeah. that's actually a good, that's not the worst thing.
Just get it out of your system.
Right. But the Wild aren't doing that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And so speaking of that, you know, even tonight there was a couple of soft goals that were allowed by Dubnyk tonight. You know, and you said he did. He had a great performance on Saturday mm-hmm. against the Blackhawks. But today we actually saw that in the third period, Stalock came in to replace Dubnyk. Now, it wasn't after the fourth goal that that Dubnyk gave up today. It was at the period change where we saw the goalie replacement. You know, so was this, you know, kind of Bruce Boudreau maybe sending a message to Dubnyk saying, hey, we can't have this? Or was it actually maybe Boudreau still trying to, you know, salvage what he could of the game?
It could have been, and actually, and there's a third option on this. It could have been Dubnyk saying, hey, something's off.
It's neither of those. Stalock
in.
If he wanted Dubnyk out, he would have done it right away after right away. That fourth goal.
Yeah.
And Dubnyk's not going to pull himself. I mean, he's like any other player. No, no player.
Yeah, nobody wants to be taken. Nobody wants to go out. They want to be
in. The song isn't Take Me Out, Coach. It's yep. Put Me In, Coach, yep. you know? And
so a bad song.
I'm ready to play.
Today. And the thing is, a couple of goals tonight, though, he let in a soft year, too, right? But there's those deflections. I mean, I know we were talking about it as we're watching the game, but, you know, a bigger goalie is going to be a little bit slower to react. And even considering the way goalies have gone lately,
mm-hmm.
most goalies in the NHL would have a tough time picking up those late deflections where they have to, it's all just like, you know, your twitch activity to stop but those.
Even the game against the Canadiens, I mean, he let in a couple of soft goals in that game. I mean,
well, some of those also, though, are the defense getting soft at the end of the game because you have such a huge lead.
Well, I mean, I want to say there's a third one that literally, like, trickled in off the faceoff underneath his five hole. And it's just like, dude, yeah. where'd the puck go? Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's behind me. Whoops.
Yeah, maybe even soft goals is the wrong way to say it. It's almost like mental lapses, like where.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting a lot of defensive support though. True. I think it's when it pours, it rains, and
it's been pouring.
Well, it's, you know, I don't want to jump the shark, but you know we've had problems with Dumba. Mm-hmm. And mental lapses there, you know, we've had problems with our defensive core.
Well, so you're speaking about Dumba. I mean, but so yeah, he had some, you know, downtime there where he was not playing very well. But I gotta say, he's come back and he's put up a couple of good games this week where he's, you know, improved his play a little bit, proved maybe more of his worth. What do you think?
Yeah, but you look at that Tuesday game where that little try to be sneaky behind the back thing that totally failed. Well,
right. That was the game that, you like, know. You know, and people were calling for his head. Like, take him out.
And people were calling for his head, but the problem was is that wasn't the first game where people have seen those lapses.
Yeah.
We've been seeing that, and that was just like the culmination of a whole bunch of smaller lapses that probably should have been taken care of ahead of time.
Oh, believe you me, I am a Dumba supporter till the end.
Sure.
But after that pass, that little behind the back thing,
oh.
I was ready to choke him.
I think everybody was.
Yes.
It wasn't.
I think that's why good. He didn't play for 19 minutes that period.
But that said, I think that, you know, he's come back. I don't think he has made any of the boneheaded types of plays that we saw there.
He scored a couple of goals.
I mean, ultimately, yeah. It comes down to there's plenty of blame to go around.
Oh yeah,
that's the hardest part about this. It's like the defense hasn't been very good. Mm-hmm. The offense at times hasn't been very good. The goaltending at times hasn't been very good.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, speaking of defense, we're talking about Dumba, but I've been watching, you know, Spurgeon's play over the last few games here, and yes, he's up there on a line with Suter and stuff, but I don't know. It's like he's missing a step. Like he's not. He doesn't have the same pep that, or the, you know, get up and go acceleration that I'm used to seeing, I guess, from Spurgeon. And
I feel like he's been a little more. I don't know.
Like he's getting beat to you know.
I guess I don't beat
to the
that.
Boards. He's get you know. I mean, there's. I believe it was even tonight. There was a play where he was, you know, got beat by, you know, somebody over accelerating around him. And that's like, you don't see that out of Spurgeon on a normal day. You know, I mean, he's got good legs and good speed. I mean, he can make up for a mistake by using his speed to get back into the play. So
that actually jives. That kind of brings up a question.
Mm hmm.
So we're playing a very beaten and broken team right now with the Bruins. I mean, more so than the Wild. You know, they've got more AHL guys, I think, up right now than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that is tough? Do you think it's tougher to play against? Just because you got a whole bunch of guys that are up trying to prove themselves, mm-hmm. that want to stay up right now, so they're actually playing that much harder than, say, you know, you got guys who are on a one-way contract that are playing hard, but they're not.
It could be, but
going over the top.
But as a seasoned veteran or you know, somebody who's been in the league for years, do you want to get shown up by one of those, you know, young AHL guys? I mean, come on.
Those young whippersnappers. Those
young whippersnappers, yeah.
Right.
That's good. And, you know, speaking of which, so, you know, you're talking about their, you know, guys being up from the AHL and stuff or whatever.
We should have the same
you
thing.
Know, well, you know, and even today, though, Boudreau, though, he was, you know, juggling the lines around. We saw some changes to the lineups tonight with who was on whose line. Some of them by the end of the game were, you know, back to what they were before. I know at least I saw
the Granny Zucker.
Yeah, Zucker and Koivu line, Koivu yeah, line yeah. was at least back in the to one piece. But so I mean, we see that in, you know, is there a problem with the chemistry that the Wild have right now? So we've brought in these players. Is the chemistry of the team just not cohesive, that it's gonna, you know,
or maybe this team just isn't that good? I mean, especially with Koivu out, or not Koivu, Coil out, and Parisi out.
Yeah.
You know, missing those two guys, I think, probably doesn't help this team at all.
No.
Because, you know, I think we got a boost at the beginning of the season where you had, you know, Stewart kind of picking up the lead, yep, and scoring some points here where you wouldn't really expect a player.
Yeah, but even that, you know, so some of his time has been kind of taken away at this point.
Oh, sure.
You know, his time on ice has been going down as we've been getting more players back.
True.
Now, does that have something to do with why the Wild aren't winning? You know?
I mean, maybe. I mean, but then it goes back to who are you playing in your top two lines and who are you giving ice time to, you know?
Right.
Boudreau's hand has been kind of, you know, short because of the way things have been. You
it
know?
Has been. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily agree with some of his line juggling that's going on right now. I don't know if he's trying to punish players or trying to promote players.
That works,
like people, he sees a couple of good things, so he's trying to promote a few specific players, or if he's seen some bad things, so he's trying to demote some players. I don't understand why Kunin is down on the fourth line right now when him and Staal seem to be clicking very well together. Whether it was producing or not, it was at least something where they were getting shots on goal, they were getting goals, and all of a sudden it's like I just saw Kunin just continue to drop.
He was playing the part of the checking line tonight, though. I mean, he is throwing his body around. He got a little rough there with I can't remember who we got to.
Bolesky.
There we go. Yeah. Him and apparently Dumba too, but yeah. That's a whole.
Well,
other
I mean, that's
story.
What I'm saying. I mean, you know, you got a guy who was scoring or at least getting a lot of chances and a lot of setup, and now he's on a fourth line and he's getting into fights, and then you got Stewart who was scoring, previously getting into fights, was scoring, and now he's kind of just sitting somewhere in like the middle ground.
But that's also been Stewart's game, kind of. I think throughout his career too, you know, he has, you know, great shining moments where he will shine like that, and then there's times where you don't even know that he's on the ice, you know.
Right.
So, but I think overall, I think that there is probably some sort of a chemistry problem here. I don't know that it's chemistry problem that like we need to shift around lines for. I think that really overall the team just needs to begin to gel a little bit more. I mean, yes, we've got about the same team that we had last year. I mean, we've got a lot of the same players that have returned, but we've also had a lot of injuries where players have been shifted around, and you know, you don't know who your line mate is going to be from night to night, and it's hard to get the feel like that. So yeah. So I don't know. You guys have anything else on this week's wild week of hockey?
I'm happy to see Nino back. Nino's been having a solid week. He had that great assist that like no look pass to Kunin for that goal.
Yeah, and on that.
All right, should we get into the movements?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, wait. Wild card. Now movements.
All right. That was the worst segue ever, Kenny. Thank you. Wait, can I get a loser horn?
Thank you.
Speaking of Nino.
God, I just botched the hell out of that.
Okay, I'm gonna say if we are total off topic here. If we were It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, who would each of us be in the crew? So which one's Mac? Which one's Dennis? Which one's Charlie? I think it's obvious that Kenny's Charlie. Wild card, because Charlie's a wild card.
Okay.
But which one is Mac? Which one's
Dennis? I don't think either of us can be Mac or Dennis, though.
I'm probably Dennis. I just know it.
I don't know. Do you, like, are you that worried about your looks? I mean, because that's what, well, but maybe there is more to that than to his character. Yeah, you're probably right. You're Dennis. I'm Mac.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do always like a good plan.
Do you like riding a stationary bicycle?
Sure.
Wait, who got the houseboat?
Well, they all did, technically.
Ah.
Except Charlie was looking for barnacles on the bottom of the boat. Because that's what Charlie does. Anyway.
Wow. Right. Let's do that segue again. So, yeah, with some of the Wild who have been out, it's nice to have some back.
Wild card!
End scene!
So, Nino, he's had two goals and assists since coming back. Landon Ferraro goes down to Iowa to make room for Nino. Wild are 1-3 since he's come back. Obviously he's an important part of this team. I'm not trying to insinuate that he's the one bringing us down. And I'm sure it's coincidental that his arrival has, you know, coincided with this little bit of...
Or is it?
With this little swoon here. Okay, so is it him? Is this little swoon... Is it players like Granny and Stewart not performing up to earlier this year or last year? Granny scored his first goal tonight.
Finally tonight, yeah.
You know, I mean... or are we just missing Parisian Coyle that much? I mean, what the hell is going on here?
I think that Parisian Coyle are definitely missed, but I also think that, you know, we probably overvalue some of the players like Niederreiter and Granlin.
You probably could have just rolled with it.
I could have probably, and nobody would have noticed, right? But anyways, I mean, when you look at it, like you said, you know, they come back and, you know, we've been having troubles again here, you know, putting points on the board. You know, these are guys who are taking away minutes from, you know, some of those other players who we've seen were at least putting some pucks in the net. And what I would say to that, though, is that, you know, maybe it is just a coincidence that, you know, they ran into some brick walls now, and that's when this stuff happened. But really, I think that we have seen streakiness like that from players like Granlund or from Niederreiter. We've seen that in the past as well. So, you kind of, the way that I see it, you kind of take the ups and the downs with those guys. When they're scoring, they're scoring. When they're not, they're not. And when they're not, if you're giving them the ice time, that's going to be taken away from what you're doing or trying to accomplish.
What are you thinking, Kenny?
Both the same. I mean, it is nice seeing some of these other players actually showing some talent and seeing how they fit with the other players. I mean, like Cunnan, like seeing him with Stahl, very much so. Seeing like Eriksson Ek actually get a chance to play.
It's nice to see him getting some time.
You know, but at the same time, I mean, we don't have a solid line, a solid top line. We don't have an all-star line. We have, here's Stahl and here's some guys that we're throwing with them right now. Now Nino's back, so
it's
hopefully,
mediocre. It's mediocre.
All of our lines just seem like, you know.
But is in that set, is Nino an all-star line
winger?
I don't think so, but that's my opinion.
Maybe not an all-star line winger, but I think he is definitely a solid first or second liner. Not like some of the guys that we've had jumping around between lines 1 through 4 and let's see where they fit and let's see how they do the best. I mean, you could at least put him kind of with that same camp as, say, Granny and Koivu, where they're going to be line 1 or line 2 at any given time. But they're going to perform up to that level. You don't have to worry about dropping them back to line, you know, 3 or 4. I think he's definitely up there and worth what he's getting paid. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, it's same with Stahl. But you can only expect so much from a single player if they're not getting the support from their surrounding cast of characters.
Yeah.
And Stahl, I mean, I think Stahl, if Stahl had 2 solid wingers with him, I think that line would be, they would be scoring a lot more or seeing a lot more chances than what they currently are now.
Mm-hmm. I can't disagree with that. I do think that, Stahl has actually been playing probably, you know, some of the best hockey of his career, even at the age that he's at now. I think he has been playing very well. He's been finding his way into open areas and you know, making plays happen. We saw it today shorthanded.
Yeah.
You know, when given the opportunities, for the most part, he is making it count.
Oh, yeah.
He's
playing like the player we hoped Vanek would be.
Right.
I mean, that's a guy we got on the cheap that we're just hoping is like going to turn his career around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Stahl's done that in spades. As far as I'm concerned.
And I think any player that's played with him has also done that as well. I mean, and I'm going to go back to Cunning again, but I mean, I think he stepped up and actually had something. I mean, and I think Aaron, you and I were talking about this, and maybe we brought it up last week too, that those two seem to have something, or at least some sort of chemistry that we haven't really seen Stahl like connect with a player with like that before, where they knew where each other were, similar to like Granny and Koivu knowing where each other are on the ice at any given time.
And Granny's had it with a few players. He had it with Pominville for a spell there too. Yep. If you remember that. So
maybe he's just a good cohesive guy that works well with anybody.
Yeah,
maybe he should be up with Stahl.
I'm pretty sure he got some head prep. I think he's had some time with Stahl at some point, but
not recently though.
Not recently, no. Yeah. True.
We need our third Finn back. Where's Holla?
Holla,
Las Vegas,
winning.
They're out there winning. What do we have coming up to try to win?
Yeah, so we have a few games this week. Wednesday, Thursday, back-to-backs on the road. Toronto, Montreal, little Canadian swing. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday.
Canadian swing. Is that like country western, but Canadian?
But we're in denim.
Kind of line dancey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember hearing correctly, they're doing like 5 games in 7 nights or 5 games in 8 nights or something like that. Something crazy.
That's a lot of line dancing.
Yeah, that is, especially if it's Boudreaux right now. He's pulling a yo with changing up his lines.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5 games in 7 nights.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Then Saturday is at Philly, again on the road. So, you know, that's it. And we'll recap those games next week.
All right.
I think it's about time for some Twitter talk.
We got lots of Twitter talk. All right.
Tons of questions on the Twitterage. First question from @CreaseAndAssist. Kay Whitmore, the NHL's goaltending supervisor, just got tagged being part of a Ponzi scheme. Should NHL goalies be worried? You know,
only if they gave them money.
If they were investors,
then I'd be worried.
Or maybe the goalies themselves were part of the Ponzi scheme,
like the
Ponzi.
You need a no. There's a where's the
yeah. You're the loser.
Yes.
All we really need is both of those at the same time.
Yeah,
because it's really a little bit of both. You know, let's be honest here. I don't have a response to that. So.
I don't think they have anything to be worried about.
Yeah. You don't think they have anything to be worried about? I don't think they have anything to be worried about. But Uncanny Megan, she wants to know, so 3 in the box, and Hockey Twitter, anybody else, if they want to chime in, how do you guys feel about this year's, orange hat? For the Minnesota Wild.
I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah?
I kind of liked it. I was envious of the orange hat for once.
Envious of the orange hat.
It's just a simple M on the hat, you know?
Brown bill, I believe, on it, right?
Yeah. Is it because you moved out to the woods here now? You feel?
I don't want to get shot.
You feel you might need one of those?
I kid you not. I was driving home this morning, and as we're driving home, like a 10-point buck.
Yeah.
He's just like sitting there, waits for the cars to pass. And he was obviously a domesticated 10-point buck.
If he's 10 points, that means he's been around cars long enough. Right. He knows to look both directions.
He's like, okay, they're both, it's clear. Okay.
It's clear. Yep.
So maybe I do need the
orange hat. Either that or you're going to start carrying a shotgun so you can
when you get deer hunt
on your way home.
Hey, let's make sure I can catch a fish first.
Yeah, gotta catch a fish. Yeah.
Start off slowly here.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. There's other fish to fry. What do you got, Kenny?
From Minnesota Frost, MN Frosty Boy.
Frosty.
Wondering if Dumba's issues aren't maybe related to the departure of Scott Stevens. Has anyone considered this fact? I think Dumba's issues are just... Dumba needs to go back to 55.
I like this premise that Scott Stevens is what kept Dumba in check, but the problem is, I worry that Dumba was never really that good. Mm. Maybe we've just all hyped up Dumba that much that we bought into the hype.
And I don't know. I disagree. I think I mentioned it earlier that I am definitely still a Dumba supporter. I guess a guy, it happens to the best of them where, you know, they get into a slump or, you know, you make one mistake, then you make another mistake. I don't know about you guys, but it happens even even to me in my own personal life. You know, you trip once and you stumble twice, and
I'll tell your kids you did not say that.
Well, no, I want them to know that because
they're on YouTube. You know, they're watching us.
They're watching us. But it is. That's what it's.
Dad doesn't love me.
He said I was a mistake.
Those aren't the mistakes I'm talking about.
Oh, so you are saying they're mistakes.
But no, but anyways, I mean, it does. And sometimes those mistakes, they'll pile up on each other. But you want to know what? I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to keep scrapping out. And you know, a true player will come through. And that's, I guess, my hope for Dumba here is that, you know, he's going to come through and make some of those good plays and start to shine and, you know, change those minds back around. Obviously, Boudreau hasn't completely lost faith in the kid, so.
Well,
only for the game.
And to be fair, being a defenseman in the NHL is probably the most thankless job, especially if you try to play a more defensive game. Mm-hmm. Because then you're not recognized because you're not contributing offensively.
Right.
And you're only recognized when you fail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is true.
It's kind of like a goalie. It's like goalies, you know, you have a few goalies that are like, oh, they are making flashy saves, and so they're okay, they're great. Mm-hmm. Forwards, they score. So, and the guys that don't usually are punching faces or something different, you know.
It's kind of like being a sound guy. Everything sounds great. Nobody says anything. You have one little squeak of feedback, and you got 20 people talking about your job. Oh,
if only it were just one little squeak of feedback.
Well,
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't have any.
You had one job. Ever. You had one job.
One job to do. All right. Aaron.
All right. Next question. From Chris and Assist. Thoughts on Marcus Foligno so far? Have you liked what you've seen? How about Tyler Ennis? Foligno, I like his face-punching ability when he doesn't have a cage. Other than that, eh. As far as Ennis goes, eh. I've been not impressed with the two pair of them in a general sense.
I gotta say, I agree. Not very impressed. But actually, I saw tonight, you know, in Ennis's game, I saw like a little extra pep. I mean, it didn't happen to, you know, contribute to anything that would help the Wild win tonight.
Right.
But you know,
we need more.
I liked
out
his
of
game
them.
Tonight. I agree.
If you look at how much those two have combined to score,
yes,
compared to how much Scandella and Pominville have scored for Buffalo. We've lost this trade.
I think Vanek's even scored more in Calgary or Vancouver.
Where is he now?
I think he's in Vancouver now.
VFE.
Where are they now?
Where in the world is Thomas
Vanek? I think he's in Vancouver.
Let's ask.
That was like a bad, like, Carmen Sandiego meets Hanson crossover.
Let's ask the chief.
Okay. Next question from Crease and Assist. Three in a box. Cullen said he gave up dairy and gluten to play and feel better. Would you be willing to give up Sambuca and beer
to be better at work? I got the answer to this. A, I don't know what Felska's on, but he better give that up for even asking us to give up Sambuca, because there's no way in hell that's happening. So you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Should we give up Sambuca and beer to be better podcasters? How do you know that that's not making us better podcasters?
Yeah. That's my aiming fluid, dude.
Maybe you don't have enough Sambuca in you while listening to us to be on the same level.
But one is a food diet and the other is a alcohol diet. So, you know, comparing those two is also probably hard. Now, would I be willing to give up gluten and dairy for the podcast? No. I don't like that much.
Well, you have a problem because anything, just about any alcohol has some gluten. Yes. I mean, obviously, if you're going to a potato base or beers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Most beers have some gluten derivatives in them, so. Eh.
All right.
No thanks.
All right.
Next one.
From Crease and Assist. Boudreau chose not to bench Dumba after rancid game in the start of the season. Has he earned his way out of the doghouse yet? I think with his recent play, yeah. I think Dumba's kind of... We've kind of discussed it a little bit. I mean, yeah. He had a solid game after he got benched for that entire third period.
He did. He had a game actually where he came up with some big plays at big moments. So
it's just a single game. I mean, it's,
but yes,
he had a one really bad game.
Yes, he did.
He's had a couple really bad games though this year.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's gonna be the end of his real bad games. He's gonna have a real bad game.
I don't think it's the end of his real good games either, though. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
All right.
Next question from Creason Assist. Seattle says it's going to put in a bid for a new NHL team. Once new arena is settled, what would you name this new franchise?
What would you name that new
franchise? Considering that ice is hard to come by, actually, in Seattle.
Harder than L.A.?
Vegas? Well, Florida? Vegas. Florida again?
Atlanta?
They already took Atlanta away.
I mean, considering the northern climb of Seattle, you would think they
you would think it'd be colder, right?
But they don't, because of the maritime climate, they don't get ice.
Yeah,
you know, when they get snow, it's like a big deal, unless you're in the upper elevations. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a tough one. I mean, where would you put Seattle? I don't know. I mean,
Seattle though is just south of Vancouver.
It is.
I mean, it's not like it's that far from Vancouver.
You know, I really like Rainier Cherries, so I'd go the Seattle Cherries.
The Cherries.
Yeah, why not?
Hmm.
You could do a lot with that as far as your branding, and I don't know. For some reason, that's what... I've never seen that. I'm sure there's probably some team that's done that, but that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
The Rainier Cherries.
How about the Grungies?
The Grungies.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a throwback a little bit too, but I'd almost want to say like the Seals.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you get...
Well, how about the Whalers?
Well, I was thinking that, but Whalers were more West Coast.
There's whales out there.
East
There's
Coast. Definitely
East Coast.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
We're on the West Coast.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have had the Golden Seals down... in California earlier, going with the grunt thing.
Well, you
but I mean, the Seattle Seals, I mean, I think, or walruses, seems too many syllables.
The sounds, because you do have the, what is it? What is that sound there?
The sounds, Puget Sound.
Puget Sound, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess would kind of go with the music.
I like the walrus, dude.
The Walrus.
You'd have like the Beatles going. Oh. I am the Walrus.
Woo! How about the submarines and we just make them like a yellow submarine while you're at it?
Oh.
Seattle submarines.
Yeah, they're tanking it already.
I'm still liking my cherries.
Or the Don cherries.
Or the salmon.
Seattle. Oh God, I can just picture Seattle their salmon. Sweaters now. Like just well, just
how,
like
how about
ugly
the
pink colored sweaters?
How about the hat tricks there? You know, is it all salmon?
Isn't that dead salmon? I mean, come on. It's not like they're gonna put
fish fillets on
there. Well, that was Giant talking about the stench.
No, but when you're when you got a hat trick going on, does that mean that salmon are flying under the ice then?
Well, of course.
Octopus, we're throwing salmons on
honestly,
the ice.
Honestly, during spawning season, they're giving away salmon.
Yeah,
because they're dying anyway. I mean, so.
Might as well.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Next question coming in from Chris and Assist. Three in the box. Are the Minnesota Wild feeling a little bit more pressure to win now that Colorado has dealt to Shane and the Predators got Turris?
Well, I think they're always pressured to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can only give up the excuse that they've played more games than us, and that's why we're at the bottom for so long.
Right. Yeah, here we are, still sitting at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Meh. I have no response to this one. I'm sorry. Sorry, Felska.
Okay.
You're letting him down.
Yeah, I know.
Is it time for the three in a box to make a trade?
All right. From Jay Bushy, 19. Dube's season has so far been subpar. Do you think it's a matter of time before he's back to normal?
See, I mean, I don't know what subpar means even at this point. I don't think it's... Every goalie lets off a soft goal at some point during the season. Many times during the season. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really convinced that something's wrong. I don't think the defense has been very good. I don't think he's been very good. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But,
I
don't think Dubnyk's broken, if that's what we're trying to get at.
I don't think Dubnyk's broken. I think that, this is kind of Dubnyk's play anyways. What I would like to say, though, is that, we've mentioned here that, there's been defensive breakdowns where, maybe players aren't getting cleared out from in front of the net or being allowed to, hang out in front of the net and cause havoc out there. And, some of those places, though, like if you're actually the true star goalie, maybe there's going to be times when things get past you, but there's also going to be times when you're going to bail your team out on those and find a way to make a save. And the finding a way to make a save, I don't see that happening from Dubnyk right now. So, and I don't know that, we'll ever see that come out of his game. I don't, because I've never, I guess, seen Dubnyk as a stand on your head goalie like that, that can bail his team out. So...
Well, the thing is, do those goalies really even exist anymore?
I think they do.
I don't know that they do.
There's some.
Well,
we've ran into them.
They exist.
The brick walls.
We always run into them. Or is that our score is just not scoring?
Oh,
Just saying.
Yeah.
Chicken egg.
Yeah.
Omelets.
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 Next question.
Is it breakfast time?
Next question is from @UncannyMegan. If this is a building year, what kind of team are we building towards?
It's not a building year. It can't be.
This is a treading water year.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be.
It was. If you ask Fletcher, it probably wasn't supposed to be, but it was. I mean, when you're moving, you didn't bring anyone of substance really in this year.
No, and
your substance was supposed to be here.
Right.
Is what it was.
Which is why we're over our cap or at our cap and right. Why we can't afford anybody else and why we can't afford to pull anybody in right now.
This is a treading water and hoping that people develop year. Unfortunately, you've got people not developing or regressing and you've got people that are injured. And that's why
it's
we
definitely
are.
Not a, if it,
that's why we are where we are.
If we were in a building year, we'd have plenty of cap space right now. And we have none. So.
All right. Next question comes in from @MikeWasick. Kreese and assist, three in the box. Time for Fletcher to pull a Nashville-like GM-like maneuver.
What was it? I guess I don't get the reference. I'm not familiar with it.
Time to make a move. Time to make a trade.
Oh. What are we going to trade? It's going to all be one for one, kind of going back to our last question.
Do we have any confidence that Fletcher can pull a fast one?
No.
Pull a fast one.
Not a...
Convince one of these guys with the no movement clauses to make a move.
Right.
Yeah.
The pieces that he would have to move to, like, free up space or do anything crafty,
yeah,
he doesn't have that freedom because he's already shoehorned himself into that spot.
I'm waiting for a roster to be two-thirds no-movement clauses. Be like, oh, this is our team for the next 3 years. Take it or... Yeah. Take it.
Take it.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Just take it.
Just take it. Thank you. May I have another?
All right. From E.B. Kelly... Bruins haven't been doing well this season. What'd they do right this game? What'd Wild do wrong? I think we kind of recapped that a little bit. I
don't know that the Wild did anything. I hesitate to say that anything too wrong, actually.
The wrongness would be, I think that they came out a little bit flat.
Yeah.
The Bruins team that we were playing here, I think, was definitely a beatable team by the Wild.
They're picking it up way too late.
But, yeah, and, yeah, turning it on in the third period when we see, you know, that the Wild Fire, you know, come out and truly start to play. It's just too late at that
point. It doesn't help that you had Suter scoring on Dubnyk.
Scooter.
Ryan Scooter with the scoot trip.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh, boy.
And then there's Dubnyk scoring on himself, you know. He takes one off of the post and then knocks it in with his leg.
See, that's the thing. He's got two of his goals tonight were, one was off of his own defenseman and one was off the back of his leg.
Okay. So
that is some fluky stuff.
If the guy is just unlucky, you're not taking him gambling in Vegas, right?
Should have traded him to Vegas.
Oh. So you really want Kemper and Stalock as your one and two?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, thank you.
Well, at least then we could say, hey, they just suck.
Next question.
I have an excuse.
Next question at Julio Scores. Is Suter a cancer in the locker room?
Cancer is such a harsh word. More like a tumor that keeps spreading.
I want to say he's like, have you ever ate too much ketchup and you have like a taste bud?
We could talk.
One taste bud that gets like inflamed by all the salt and whatever, vinegar and stuff.
It's called a canker sore, isn't it?
No. It's just like one taste bud gets like inflamed. That's Suter.
No, I don't.
So he's like a zit?
It's not even a zit. It's just like...
one spot that is over much, has too much. Oh, God. Maybe we should laugh the Buka. Felska, you might have been onto something, man. I might be apologizing and taking back my words.
As he gives us an absinthe kit.
Yeah,
to make your own absinthe.
All right. All right.
Next question.
All right. Our next question comes in from MN Soda 24. Three in the box. What song is the proverbial fat lady singing about the Wild these days?
Ooh. So basically, what's their end song?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby.
Was that Bachman Turner Overdrive? Is that
you got it.
All right.
Take the money and run.
That's your default.
It works.
Take the money and run. Yeah, they would just take the money and run. You know? I have no answer.
Dude looks like a lady.
No.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, maybe Winnick shouldn't have cut his beard off, but yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody agree? He shouldn't have cut his beard off.
His wife even tweeted, I asked him not to.
Yeah. That reminds me of the time, you know, I wear a beard now, but, you know, for the longest time, I just wore a goatee, you know. And I just remember the time when I shaved the whole goatee and everything off. And then I come out, and my wife and my oldest son, who, you know, not, at that time, I think he was probably like 3 or 4 or something. Like, he didn't even recognize me. He's like, who are you?
It was weird because he showed up to work and it was like, okay, you look really weird right now, dude.
I had a baby face then.
I don't know if I'd go there.
You're
also wearing glasses, too. It is a weird.
That, wow.
You almost look like the Unabomber or Jeffrey Dahmer.
All right.
You never know. Sorry.
Next question.
Totally off the track.
E.B. Kelly. You think Dumba learned his lesson and we'll see a better player after Boudreaux benched in the third period a few games ago? I think we kind of talked about that. He's...
I don't know that he's
learned, on the uptick right now.
I don't know that he's learned any lesson, though. I mean, it's... Does any player actually learn a lesson?
I think so. I think it's all a growing thing. I mean, if you... If you look at any player, I mean,
the instant he did it, he already had learned that lesson because he knew what he didn't need to be benched for an extra 19 minutes to know that he.
But sometimes you screwed it up. Sometimes you do need to sit and think about it
for like 19 minutes.
About what you're going to do differently the next time. I mean. You got to sit
in the box for 2 minutes and feel shame. Say that.
But that's the thing is they're all humans out there. They're gonna make mistakes, even if you're the pro's pro. Even the pro's pro makes a mistake, and if you're not learning from any of those mistakes, then you're not improving your game. And if you're not improving your game, you might as well kick it out the door. So I highly doubt that. Dumba was very happy with himself, after making a pass like that. I definitely think that we need to look forward with Dumba and trust in him that he will make changes to his game and improve.
All right, next question from at MN Frosty Boy. Should Boudreaux keep mixing lines to find the perfect, in quotes, perfect combo? How much tinkering can one do? Well, I think that is the Mike Yo approach. Keep on mixing until something sticks.
I don't think that's Boudreaux's approach, though.
But he tried to do that tonight.
He was trying a couple different things, but you saw.
He's been pretty steady with his lines. But true.
Then you saw. He went back. Like, he knows. Koivu, Zucker, Granlund. Those are the dudes. I'm putting them on the line.
He knows that those guys work well together and just will let them be.
Except for tonight where Zucker was...
Well, he had him change, but then he moved him back. He was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's very Yo-ish.
Yo wouldn't pull the trigger mid-game, though. He would. He'd go
He wouldn't retreat
mid-game.
Yeah.
He would keep on trying different things.
Yeah.
It's like he was... Always in search of the hot hand. And, All right, next question.
All right, next question comes in from Minnesota Frosty Boy as well. 3 in the box, over under on a real 3 in the box for the Minnesota Wild before this road trip is out.
Oh, it's so close
tonight. We were waiting.
So close tonight. If I'm a betting man, it's not going to happen. It may not happen this whole season. I mean, we didn't have any of all last season. With Coyle out, we're definitely not going to have a number 3 in the box.
I mean, we've had the 3 cubed. We've had the 3 plus 3 plus 3.
Right.
But, yeah, we have not seen... Well, I think we did see Coyle in there earlier this season.
Early in the season.
But I don't know. Yeah, man, we don't really have like the brawling line that we're gonna have 3 guys sitting in the box at the same time.
I do think though that there is a good chance we will see it this season, as long as the refs continue with their crackdown on the slashing and stuff here. You know, all it takes is, you know, a couple guys in there for, you know, a scuffle or something here, and then somebody swinging a stick and, you know, at a puck.
And we do at least know that we've got a couple guys that are willing to throw down.
Mm-hmm.
We had Cunningham tonight. You know, obviously Foligno is willing to throw down.
Once his face completely heals.
I feel like, you know, obviously you got Stewart. He could be game. Winnick, I think, could be game. Even Dumba could, you know, could with his third man in whatever thing tonight.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
All right. So, also from MN Frosty Boy. Is the Minnesota Wild even worth cracking a can of Trooper for, or should I save that until the playoff run?
Playoff run. No, drink it.
Just sorry. Drink it.
Yeah. Just drink it.
We can find more.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't go past that Best Buy date on it.
Do you need an excuse to drink beer?
No.
Come on now.
Or the Trooper beer?
Yes. I mean, that's like a no-brainer here. Next question, also from MN and Frosty Boy. Which one of you lads would look better with just a stash? Who has the more robust upper lip? Hashtag Movember 2017.
I'm going to go with Aaron because he's the only one we regularly see without the lip hair.
I'm going to go with Jive.
Yeah.
That's easily Jive. Let's be honest here. Jive's got the... Jive could rock... He could rock the stash. He could rock the mud flaps.
I can rock anything. Just kidding. Sorry, let me rim shot myself.
Rim shot yourself?
Could you rock the Hitler mustache? Yeah, actually, you probably could. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I
actually might have the most fullest. If I were to let it grow out, I could have the fullest Hitler stash. But I don't know if I want that to be my claim to fame.
I have the best Hitler stash.
Hitler ruined that mustache for everyone.
Thank you, Matt Finale.
Thank you, Caustic.
Caustic.
All right.
Next question.
This next question is not fair. In Minnesota Frosty Boy, I'm kicking your butt. Three in the box. Who has more gray in their whiskers? Jive Midnight, Nostrakenius, or the Angry Finn? And you put your money on me.
Well, that's a safe bet.
Jive.
Yeah.
The hashtag old man.
Well, also the only one with three kids.
Hashtag gray balls.
Hey! Let's ask my wife about that.
The gray balls?
Yeah. Can I get a grasshopper sample there?
A grasshopper sample.
Talking to your wife about your balls.
This?
Yeah.
Those are crickets, not grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers, crickets.
Oh, grasshopper.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's obvious, you know, Nostrakenius over here has all the gray hair problems in the world.
I'm the only one with hair problems.
Yeah, look at that receding hairline going up there. I mean, he's getting older as we sit here. Look at that. I just saw gray hair pull up right in there. See? Definitely him.
Well, I will say I'm not as young as I was when we started this show.
You know.
You are not. You are correct. I had to think about that for a minute. My old man brain was churning.
You know, Kenny, you're not getting any younger.
Oh, crap.
Granted, none of us are getting any younger.
No. All right. But that, I think, wraps up our Twitter.
Did anyone actually answer the question?
I think we all just agreed it's Jive.
Yeah, it's Jive. Yeah.
It's Jive.
It was pretty tough to answer.
I mean, I can look and I can see gray.
I see gray in Kenny's.
I got a few.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple here and there, I guess.
All right.
I mean, to be fair, Jive, you've been around longer than us. You've got more kids than me and Aaron combined, which would be, you know, zero.
And I'm a grandpa.
Zero plus zero.
And I'm a grandpa. I'm supposed to have.
He's got more grandkids than we have kids.
Yeah, don't you? Yes, this is true.
This is true.
So the gray is to be expected.
Wow. I should be dead in a casket tomorrow.
I think that's the next logical step, isn't it?
Worry. We've saved up enough money from the three in a box account to get you a White Castle casket.
Oh.
A slider casket.
Nice. So...
No, is it more square shaped so like they have to cut me in half so I fit in there?
So we just break your hips and fold you over.
Top half of your body and your feet. Fold you over. Resting on the top. We'll put some onions in there and it'll be all good.
I mean, you don't have to worry about those ones shooting out the wrong end, though.
That would have already happened, right?
Yep.
This is going the wrong way.
That's what sliders normally do.
A slider casket, the best thing ever. Oh, man. All right. With that, so, I think that's Twitter talk. I think that's the end of the show.
Yep.
Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
Nostracanius on Twitter. Instagram is where most of my... stuff happens and can be seen.
And Jive.
Yeah, I am. I'm at Jive Midnight on Twitter. You can follow me there.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn, on Instagram at The Angry Finn. Thanks everyone for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Three in the Box. Send us our questions or hashtag us hashtag 3ITB. We'll answer your questions. Go to us on what is the Apple, not iTunes.
It's just
Apple Podcasts.
Go Apple Podcasts and listen to us if you're an Apple person. Go to Google Play Music and listen to us if you're a Google person. Hey,
if you're an Apple person, get over to Android already.
Do whatever you want.
Do what you
just
want.
Listen to us.
Do
just
what you want to do. Just listen to us.
Just listen to us. Give us a good rating, you know, because that's how people will find us, you know. Or retweet our posts and do all that kind of good stuff. Go to Facebook, watch us live. Go to YouTube, watch us live.
Yeah.
Go to 3inthebox.com, download our podcast.
Yeah. Go live on there and we'll figure that out one of these days.
Yeah. Just download us and share us. Because, you know, if you like the wild, you like us, you know, do that. Because, yeah.
We'll hang out.
Yeah. Well, other than that, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah.